We'll continue studying. Looking at First Timothy. First Timothy, chapter 4. First one. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
第四章一节到十六节啊，就是在提到啊，关于异端的。
Verse 1-16 in chapter 4 talks about heresy.
那这个异端从哪里来？
And where does this heresy come from?
第一节就说圣灵说在幕后时候就是离弃真道。
In verse 1, it says, Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith.
所以很显然呢，这个是圣灵啊，已经感动当代的工人知道这个事情一定会发生。
So the Spirit already inspired the people, the workers at that time, that this would happen.
所以说啊，离弃真道，听从引诱人的迷惑鬼魔的道。
Says that they will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
所以这个离弃真道，就是所传的道理已经跟真道不同，那这个是灵界的工作。
And they depart from the faith and they believe and they heed to doctrine that is different from what was originally preached, and this is the work of the spirits.
那其实再讲清楚，这是鬼魔的道理。And
this is the doctrine of demons.
所以这个我们的信仰的困难有好几点。So
there are many obstacles in our faith.
其中一个就是我们所信的道理被改变。
And one is that the doctrine we believe in has been changed.
这是头脑上啊，观念上的改变。This
has to do with our concepts, our understanding.
那另外一个困难啊，就是罪的引诱。Another
obstacle is the sins.
去犯罪了。And
that we go in and commit sin.
那再来一个困难就是世界的引诱。
And another obstacle is the attraction of the world.
所以这个我们现在信仰的三大困难。
Those are the three greatest obstacles in our faith.
头脑的思想被改变。That
our concepts have been changed.
再来就是被引诱犯罪离开神。That
we will sin and depart from God.
那有的信仰也没有改变，他也没有犯罪，信到最后不信了。Some
they do not sin and they do not change the doctrine they believe in, but at the end they do not believe in God anymore.
他们世界一直跑去了。Because
they've been attracted by the world.
不要。And
they do not want God anymore.
这是信仰的三个很重要的困难。And
those are the three greatest obstacles in our faith.
所以这个第四章就讲得很清楚啊，这个道理不一样啊，这是对着其中引诱。See
in verse 1 that it says that this different doctrine is an obstacle for us.
从灵来的一种引诱。It's
from the deceiving spirits.
这个会引诱人的灵就是这一个啊，不是神的灵。
And this deceiving spirit is from Satan, obviously, it's not from God.
所以这个道理跟灵啊是合在一起的。So
the truth and spirit is actually together.
道理传错，当然就是灵有问题。So
if it is the wrong truth or the wrong gospel being preached, then it has to do with the wrong spirit.
那纯正的道理一定有纯正的灵在引导。And
the pure and complete truth has the correct spirit.
那纯正道理引导我们归向神。And
the proper doctrine, the sound doctrine leads us to God.
那这个鬼魔的道理引导我们离开神。And
this deceiving spirit, these deceiving doctrines lead us away from God.
那什么叫离开神？And
what does it mean to be far from God?
离开神常常是指着朝向人，就是离开神。
generally when we depart from God, we are going towards man. God's gospel leads us to be unified within Christ. And the doctrine of demons leads us away from God and to be unified within man. So this is the great just difference.
那接下去,
so what is this doctrine speaking
of?
Let's take a look at verse 3. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So there's 2 points here. That they forbid to marry. And it says that there is a gift of single, being able to be single. So some people do have that gift of singleness. And if you do not have that gift, then you are forbidden to marry.
但是如果用一些规条来禁止我们这样,
but if we use this kind of thing to forbid people to marry,
这个长老就是不是正道,
this is no longer the sound doctrine from God.
因为神造男也造女嘛，神看人独居不好，又要结婚了。
Because God created a man and woman, and he thought that it was not good for man to be alone. So wedding was established by God and blessed by God. So sometimes we see that the Catholic Church has a lot of issues.
Sexual harassment, 就是赔赔了很多很多的钱。
And we see there's lots of issues and lawsuits with sexual harassment.
啊,这个为什么产生呢?
And why would this occur?
就是他的神职人员啊,禁止不可以结婚。
Because most of their church workers are not allowed to get married.
啊,他有没有那独身的恩赐?
And they do not have this gift of singleness.
And
so there will be issues that arise.
这不对啊,这不是从神的道来的。
And this, in essence, is wrong because it's not from the gospel of God. Next is abstaining from foods.
圣经里面讲哦,有几种食物我们不可以吃。
The Bible says that there are certain types of food that we're not to partake in. What are these foods?
圣经里面讲哦,不可以吃的食物有几种。
How many kinds of foods are we not supposed to partake in? One is any meat containing blood in it. And the food that has been sacrificed to idols.
那除了这个两个之外哦，什么都会吃。
And outside of these two things, anything else is permissible.
那如果我们有哪一样不吃，有的是因为个人的喜好或健康的原因，不是因为信仰的原因。
And the other foods that we do not eat, it's either because of our health or our personal preferences, not because of the truth.
对，所以如果血跟拜偶像的东西之外，再加上规条，什么要吃，什么不可以吃，才会让我们在信仰上看起来有境界。这个本身就是。
If apart from not eating food sacrificed to idols and food with blood in it, we put regulations to say that we cannot eat other foods, then this is against truth.
对,甚至都饮食饱足,满心喜乐,这个神给我们恩典。So
it tells us that we should receive with thanksgiving because this is a blessing of God.
第四节啊,我们造的物都是好的,感谢领受就没有一样可以弃绝。
It says, for every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving.
那在第二节啊,
and verse 2,
这是因为说谎的人的假冒,这等人的良心都被列恶给落冠了。
In verse 2, it says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience conscience seared with a hot iron.
啊，这个就是良心死了。
This is that the conscience is dead.
哦，对，人传不合圣经的道理啊，这个是他已经良心已经没有了。
For those that preach doctrine that are not according to the gospel, the true sound doctrine, their conscience has been seared with a hot iron.
哦，那保罗要提摩太就是。
And we know that Paul asked Timothy to fight the good fight.
So in 第六节,
and so let's take a look at verse 6. Chapter 4, verse 6.
你若将这个事提醒弟兄，便是基督耶稣的好指示。
Verse 6, if I instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed.
对，在下面啊，在真道话语向来所服从的善道上的教育。所以我们看到保罗提醒提摩太啊，很多的篇幅都是在讲持守道理的纯正。
And so many times we see that Paul was reminding Timothy about keeping the doctrine pure.
啊，这个持守道理的纯正啊，其实就是我们要维持跟神。很好关系的很重要一点。
And this pure doctrine is a very important part of us maintaining a good relationship with God.
好，照着看啊，圣灵经里面哪里有讲到godly jealousy?
So where in the Bible can we see the term godly jealousy?
照着看。圣经哪里有讲 godly jealousy？ 对，照康沟的也可以的。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
Okay, 哥林多后书文章啊。
First Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter 11.
好，啊，第一节请。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.Verse 2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I present to you as a chaste virgin in Christ.
这里讲的 godly jealousy 是什么？
Now what kind of godly jealousy are they speaking of here?
要从第二节读到第三节、第四节。
You can see it from verse 2, 3, 4. First of all, is it good to be jealous?
不如 bad.
Bad.
嫉妒哦，加上 godly 就是好的。
If you're jealous and it's godly, then it's actually good.
啊，忧愁好不好
？Is it good to be sad?
啊，烦恼 worry 啊。
Is it good to worry?
That's 那个 sorrow 啊，忧伤啊，忧伤好不好
？Is it good to be sorrowful?
Godly 就是 godly sorrow。
Godly sorrow is good.
好，那为什么要解释啊？所以这个十一节的十一章的第二节，就先把我们跟神的关系用婚姻来比较。
And here it shows us that a relationship with God is like that of a marriage.
啊，那我曾经帮你许配一个丈夫。
Since for I have betrothed you to one husband.
什么时候
？When did this happen?
Baptism.
When we were baptized.
我们就归属耶稣嘛，这个许配嘛，订婚。
That was when we were part of Christ. We were betrothed then.
啊，那结婚怎么说
？And when will we be married?
结婚怎么说？订那个洗礼就等于订婚，那结婚怎么说
？We were engaged when we were baptized. But when will we be married?
对，哦，那个罗马书十九章啊，主耶稣再来就是婚宴。
there will be a great banquet.
我们穿光明洁白的细麻。
And we will all be wearing white robes.
所以这里说，许配一个帐幕就是洗礼的时候。
So we were betrothed at our baptism.
好，那既然是婚姻哈，最宝贵的什么？贞洁的童女献给基督。
So since it is a marriage, what is the most important part is that you may present yourself as a chaste virgin to Christ.
那个贞洁的童女啊，从属灵上来是什么意思？
And what does this mean spiritually?
就是第三节开始。
And it starts in verse 3.
我怕你们像基督失去纯一清洁的心。
It says, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
那是什么？
What is that?
第四节。
Verse 4.
另外一个耶稣不是我们传的。
Another Jesus whom we have not preached.
另外一个点不是你们所受的。
A different spirit which you have not received.
另外一个福音不是我们所得过的。
It's a different gospel which you have not accepted.
所以他也传耶稣，他也传圣灵，他也传福音。
He also preached Jesus, he also preached of the spirits and of the gospel.
但是要说另外一个。
But it's a different one.
那我们如果去接受，
and if we accept this,
就等于向主耶稣失去很纯的心。
And we have basically given up this pure heart towards Christ.
纯就是说道理很纯，但那个我们接受相信，就是很纯。
So the truth is very pure, and if we accept this, then we are pure in heart.
那接受另外一套。 跟神的道不一样，这个就不纯。And
if we've accepted a different sect, then we are no longer pure.
那神就会嫉妒。And
God will be jealous.
所以这个叫做 godly jealousy.
This is godly jealousy.
所以不是说我们接受一套不一样的道理，这个没有关系。And
it's not to say that it's relevant if we accept a different set of teachings.
这会影响我们跟神的关系。
This has a very large impact on our relationship with God.
所以第四章的一节到五节。
So going back to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
就在提到中午的教训，其中特别指出婚姻跟饮食。So
it talks about
婚姻、结婚跟吃的东西啊，有什么规条，那个就错误。
So again, it talks about how they've changed the teaching with regards to marriage and what foods to eat.
好，那我们接下来再来看第六节到第十节。So
take a look at verse 6 to verse 10.
保罗对提摩太的一个提醒。And
it's another reminder that Paul gave Timothy.
怎么样做一个神的好仆人？How
to be a good servant of Christ?
现在看第七节。要弃绝那些世俗的言语跟谬误，荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。Verse
7, but reject profane and old wives' tales, and exercise yourselves towards godliness.
我们在前头书里面有提到有几样要逃避。In
1 and 2 Timothy, there are a few things that it tells us to flee from.
有几样要追求。And
a few things to pursue.
要逃避什么？
What must we flee from?
我们看这个第六章十一节。
Let's take a look at chapter 6, verse 11.
有这个属神人要逃避这些事。Well,
flee these things. O man of God, flee these things and pursue.
这些事就前面讲了。And
what are these things? It talks about it in, right before that.
第四节前面。那这样主要是讲贪财。
Most of that is greedy, being greedy for money.
这是第一个，我们是神的逃离贪财。We
need to flee from greed.
然后六章的二十节。
And chapter 6, verse 20.
躲避世俗的虚染和真正到世子而归的学问。
And must flee from profane and idle baptisms that contradict what they is, and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
啊，躲避这种虚染啊。那还有一个就是逃避少年人的私欲。
And there's another one in Second Timothy. It's the evil desires of your youth.
啊，这是三个重要的逃避。
And those are the three main things we must flee from.
啊，那追求什么
？Now what must we pursue?
又翻个十一节啊。
Again, chapter 6, verse 11.
就是公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Must pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and gentleness.
好、哦，那这一种的逃避跟追求，就是的提摩太前书第四章里面的第八节。
And this kind of fleeing and pursuing is, goes back to, what it talks about in chapter 4, verse 8.
操练身体益处还少，唯有敬虔凡事都有益处，有今生跟来世的应许。
Chapter 4, verse 8, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promised of life, and it's, and now is, and of that which is to come.
好、哦、所以操练身体益处还少，那有没有益处？
So if it is of little profit, does it have any profit? Yes. So we still need to exercise.
不是属灵人就不可以运动的，不需要运动，因为属灵的肉体不重要。
It's not to say that spiritual people should not exercise. It's still very important to exercise.
如果我们要服侍神哦，要服侍的久，身体一定要健康。
If you want to serve God, you want to serve God for the long term, you need to have a healthy body.
你身体不健康哦，你上飞机就头昏，你怎么去飞走
？If your body or your health is not good, and the second you get on a plane and you have a headache, then how would you get back?
你到非洲以后坐那个车子哦，一天抖来抖去，抖了一天，你身体不健康，抖到那里就躺下来了。
And when you go on the in the vans in Africa and you can barely handle it, how would you deal with that?
所以第一个不是说身体要健康。
So to serve God, we must have healthy body.
那身体要健康，当然这要神的恩典。
And obviously, health is by the grace of God.
但是人也有本分。
And we also have our duty.
就是操练身体，要运动。
It's exercise.
哦，然后我们吃的、生活的习惯都要来做注意。
And what we eat and our lifestyle must pay attention to this.
哦，那这样才能够健康的身体。
Then we'll have a healthy body.
所以操练身体哈，益处还少，表示有益处啊，要做。
So here it says for bodily exercise profits a little, but still means it has some profit.
但是敬虔上操练啊，凡事都有益处。
It says, but godliness is profitable for all things.
那敬虔上操练这种刚才提到啊，要逃避。
This exercise is that we must flee.
有一些事情要逃。
Certain things we must flee from.
为什么要逃
？Why must we flee from these？
基督徒不是不什么都不怕，为什么要逃
？Aren't we supposed to be fearless as Christians? Why do we need to flee？
祷告文里面有一句话是：“不叫我们遇见试探。”
Oh, in the Lord's Prayer it says, "Lead us not into temptation."
试探里面的是什么
？What is in temptation？
魔鬼啊！所以我们人很软弱，有时候。遇到了，你们逃不过去。
So as men, we are very weak often, and sometimes once we encounter these things, we cannot flee.
求神让我们不要遇见试探。
So we ask God to lead us not into temptation.
那真的遇见试探什么？逃啊！
And so if we do meet temptation, we must flee.
跑越快越好啊！
The faster you run, the better.
你看那个约瑟有没有？逃啊！赶快走。
Like Joseph, he just ran.
他如果耶稣不走，在那边再留下去，可能耶稣圣经里面没有大女子吧。
If he did not flee, then perhaps the Bible would not have included him.
所以这个逃避啊，也是敬虔操练的一个功课。
So this fleeing is part of our godly exercise.
所以逃避贪财。
We must flee from greed.
如果听到人在 讨论什么赚大钱哦，赶快逃，不然你被抓走了。
When you hear anybody of some kind of elaborate scheme to be very wealthy, you must run away.
有没有逃？有没有逃？
And we run.
因为你听多了以后，你就想贪了，就想这个上班没有意思，我还是跟着去投资啊。
Because once you hear a lot of this, and you'll think that all working 9 to 5 is useless, let's go invest.
最后就中了，就被勾住了。
You've been hooked.
好，那世俗的虚谈呢？就是听人在讲那个哦，圣经没有根据的。我很喜欢听看他在讲什么，讲一讲，糟糕。
Talking about old wives' fables and profanity, you're just listening to what other people are chatting about. It's outside the Bible, and.
哎，听到最后，我们对自己纯正的信仰开始怀疑了。
At the end, you start doubting your pure and complete.
你看哦，那个魔鬼怎么改变夏娃
？And how did Satan change Eve?
就是跟他讲话
talk to her.
讲到最后夏娃就变了头脑想法就变了
talking to her, questioning the doctrines and eventually her concepts have changed
变了他就吃了
and then she ate the fruit
我说也很好啊你说这个人啊是讲的跟圣经不一样赶快逃不要再讲下去对我们讲什么好处
so if anyone has doctrines that areVery different from our sound doctrine that we must run. What is the benefit of listening and discussing it?
我们在有一些地区啊，有一些信徒啊，就是离开教会很远，耶和华见证人会来，他以为是哦，同样都信耶稣，门就打开来，就让他进来啊。
There's some members that go to remote areas and there's no church, and the Jehovah's Witnesses come to their door.
那经过一段时间之后，我们就说哦，这个信仰已经开始在变形。
And they think that because we all believe in Jesus, it's the same, but after a while, their doctrine has changed. And it's very hard to pull them back. So they must flee. And next, we must flee from our youthful lust. Bad shops and bad websites, we must flee from these. This is godly exercise.
那桃子消极啊，桃子比较。
It's very active. It's very active thing. Passive. Negative.
对，那要追求才是积极。
Fleeing is negative, but pursuing something is positive.
公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐。
Must pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
好，所以回到第四章哈。
And returning to chapter 4.
啊，就再提到见贤上操练。
And here we need to be exercising godliness.
哦，有今生跟来世的应许。
That we may receive the promise of this life and the next.
也就是说，来世就是死了以后，今生就还活着。
This life is the life we are living now as we are still alive, and the next life is after we have passed.
所以这个金钱超越呢，都有应许，都有神的给我们的福分。
And there is promise in both these things if we exercise our godliness.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
啊，提摩太书四章九节。
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
我们劳苦的艰苦。
For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
这个地方讲啊，我们在信仰上劳苦，就是为着这个。
Here it says we labor for this.
为着神有预备给我们的赏赐。
We labor for the reward that God has prepared for us.
指望在物质上的神。
And our hope is in the eternal God.
那接下去啊，十二节。
Continuing on to verse 12。
虽然是年轻啊，但是要做榜样。
Even though we are young, we must be examples.
做榜样就不会被看轻了。
And we cannot let anyone despise us.
年纪很轻嘛，但是啊，生活是有榜样。
So regardless of our age, we must set an example.
这样就会看清了。
Then you will not be looked down upon.
圣经里面啊， 能够做榜样的有怎样。
How many people were there, who were able to set a good example in the Bible?
年轻的去做榜样。
That were young, that were able to set an example.
好几个啊。
Quite a few.
约瑟是一个。
Joseph.
Samuel 是一个。
Samuel.
还有呢。Daniel 是一个。
Daniel.
这个都是榜样。
They all set good examples.
好，那现在这里提到几点
？And so, how many points does it mention in this verse?
一个言语。
One is in word.
啊，怎么在言语上做榜样
？How do we set a good example in word?
这个原则嘛，做造就的话。
That we must speak words that edify others.
那说感谢的话。
That we must speak words of thanksgiving.
那说恩言。
That
恩言 grace 恩言
speak grace graciously.
Yeah. 好像那个伯阿斯啊，对路德讲话。
Like Boaz spoke to Ruth.
路德生活很辛苦，听到 Boaz 讲话，可能眼泪都掉下来。
And after she had toiled so much, hearing the words of Boaz, she must have had tears in her eyes.
那这个就是叫做言语上啊。
This is how we set an example in word.
那行为上。
And in conduct.
做榜样。
How we set an example.
行为上的榜样啊，一个重要原则就是光明。光明，就是 light 啊。
We need to do everything in the light.
是需要遮盖，但别人知道不会羞耻。
That anything we do will not be shamed if people saw it.
不怕人知道。
We don't mind if people know.
啊，这个就是榜样。
This is how we set an example in conduct.
那接下去的爱心。
And next is in love.
这个有信心
，and in faith，
当然是清洁
，and in purity，
要做榜样。
You must set an example in all these things。
好，那接下去我们再看第四章哈，第三节。
We'll take a look at chapter 4, verse 13. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
劝导宣明知道了。
We must take heed and we have to give attention to reading.
那十五节。
Verse 15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all.
就是说要让大家看出我们有长进。
And it says that we must let our progress be evident to all.
就是说。今年跟去年不一样。
It is that this year is different from last year.
明年跟今年不一样。
That next year is different from this year.
生命都会成长。
And that we, as we are living, we will improve and grow.
那成长就不一样。
And once we grow, we are different.
所以，那要长进，就要殷勤去做。
And so to improve, we must diligently strive forward.
那十六节哈。
Verse 16.
老会有提到。
In the morning prayer session, we did mention this.
谨慎自己跟自己的教训。
So take heed to yourself and to your doctrine.
谨慎自己，让自己被得救。
And so that you can save yourself.
谨慎自己的教训，听见的人可以得救。
And you have to take heed to the doctrine so that those who hear you may be saved as well.
不是神啊，是要谨慎。
And we must be diligent. Vigilant as a worker of God.
是救了别人，自己不能得救。
And there's no point if the others are saved, but we are not.
那有的是自己得救，但是别人不能得救。
And likewise, there's no point if only we are saved, but everyone else is not.
传的错误的话，
So if they preach their own doctrine, then they're his.
Okay.
So we'll go into chapter 5.
第五章啊，第是前面啊，就在讲到第一节、第二节啊，就在讲教会这个家庭。And
in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 5, it talks about the family in church. Chapter 5, verse 1, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers.
对待老年人啊，好像对待自己的父母。And
here it talks about treating seniors as your own parents.
这是要尊敬。And
you must respect them.
那对待少年人，你要好像对待自己的弟兄。And
as to the younger men, must treat them as your brothers.
那第二节开始。And
verse 2, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity.
就是好像对待自己家人啊。
And you treat the members in your church as those in your family.
那第三节开始啊，到第十六节。And
verses 3 to 16.
啊，这个在提到从寡妇来看啊，教会要怎么照顾信徒。It
tells us how to take care of the widows in the church.
有几个重要原则啊。Few
basic principles.
第一个啊，教会要帮助的是那真为寡妇的弟兄，独居不靠真为寡妇。First
is in verse 5 that we must help the true widows.
那什么是真为寡妇？So
what is a true widow?
啊，这就给我们一些条件啊。Gives
us some conditions for a true widow.
仰赖神，昼夜不住的祈祷。Those
who pray day and night.
然后，第九节。Verse 9。从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。Has
only been the wife of one man.
第十节。Verse
10。有行善的名声。Has good works and a good reputation.
接待远人。It's
very hospitable.
这个就是，洗圣徒的脚。
And wash the feet of the saints.
召济遭难的人，竭力行各样善事。第十节最后。And
has relieved the afflicted and has diligently followed every good work.
那这样的寡妇啊，如果生活有困难怎么办？And
if these widows have some issues or some troubles on in their livelihood,
这是不是都要来找教会呢？And
they come to find. Are they supposed to come and find the church?
结果圣经讲的不是这样啊。
It's not what the Bible is saying.
We look at verse 4.
We take a look at verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
所以如果有寡妇啊, 要让自己的儿子先在家里学习，报答亲恩呐。
There are widows. First, their children should repay them at home.
所以，我们教会里面如果看到一个家庭生活有困难哈，照这个原则，第一个要由他自己的孩子来照顾他。So
if we see anyone in church who has some difficulties in their lives, we must first see if their family can take care of them.
好，我们看。
Let's take a look at verse 8. And if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. If you do not take care of your own, then you have denied the faith. And that's worse than an unbeliever. And so it's very bad to not take care of your own.
所以一个人有困难呢，第一个要先由家人来照顾。So
someone has some issues in their lives, first must be taken care of by the family.
没有办法照顾才有教会。And
if the family has no way to take care of these widows, then the church has responsibility.
要不然不会有
that in that way they will not become a burden to the church.
对，你到非洲去, 有没有看到很多可怜人?
And if we go to Africa, we'll see many pitiful people. We see very many.
79年他们第一次去, 要走的时候, 除了一套衣服以外,全部都给他们。
In 79, when we went to Africa, apart from the clothes on our backs, we gave all the clothes away.
结果第二年来,不但没有感谢,大家都在埋怨。
And in the second year we returned, not only did we not receive any gratitude, but they all were complaining. Why'd you give it to him and not me?
所以这几十年来,我们就有一个结论。
In these past decades, we've made a conclusion.
当我们看到他们很可怜,我们开始要帮助他,看起来是爱心,有时候对他们不一定有好处。
That when we see the pity, the pitiful situations, we want to help them out of love, but this may not be the best way.
因为有很多时候,当他们的信仰会建筑在人的爱心上,不是建筑在神上。
Because many times their faith will be built on the love of people and not on Christ.
这个去久了就会有感觉。
And if you have been to Africa many times, then you will feel it.
所以,非洲的教会，我们常常发现，这个宣教士去了一两百年以后，他看到宣教士，第一个就想到钱。
So after the truth has been, or the Jesus has been preached there for so long, the first thing they see when churches come is money.
Yeah, 宣教士
missionaries.
Yeah, missionaries.因为这已经一两百年的历史。
After 100 or 200 years, this is how they've been conditioned.
那钱一拿掉，全部都倒。
And once you take the money away, everything collapses.
奈及利亚，5-6千人洗礼。
In Nigeria, over 5-6,000 people were baptized.
那只剩200。
And there are only 200 that remain.
全部都倒。
They've all fallen away.
你要当初投入多少钱？
And how much money was put into this?
盖会堂,生病的,教育的,什么,花了多少钱?
How much money did we put into building churches for medication, for education?
所以我们去不要认为他很可怜就给他钱,这不一定对他们好。
So when we go, we don't just look at the pitiful situation and give them things, this may not be good for them.
因为有一天,钱一拿走他就倒了。
Because the day the money is gone, they will go away.
那不给他钱不一定没有爱心的。
And not giving the money does not mean that we do not have love.
所以我们要去一定要有爱心很好要有智慧。
So when we go, we must have love but with wisdom.
我们要想一件事情。
We must think of one thing.
我们没有去他们还是照样生活。
If we do not go, they still live life. They still carry on.
我们常常告诉他们,我没有来,你不是有问题吗?那你怎么解决?
And we say that if I'm not here, you still have these issues, how do you solve them?
那为什么我们一来,你的问题又变成我们的问题?
And why is it that when I arrive, your issues become my issues?
所以我们最重要就是要让他的信仰真的扎根。
So the most important thing is that we want their faith to take root.
但是你一开始去就给他钱,没有办法扎根。
But if the first thing you do when you go is give them money, they have no way to have their faith
taken.
And we've seen many times before that very good workers, the second they get their hands on some money, they change.
两个会变,第一个,一摸到钱就变。
And there's two types. One, the second they get their hands on money, they change.
第二个,你给他一个头钱,他就变了。
Oh, and the other way is that if you give them a title, they change. And if you have been many times, then you will understand this. And these are indeed great temptations. When And so here when it talks about how to help the widows, we can see that there's lots of conditions and requirements. It's not to say that any widow that comes to church, that the church will help. There is an order to it.
这第五章, 前到16节。
And this is chapter 5, verse
1
to
16. 2006年,
and after 2006, we had no way to get into Nigeria. Because we could not get our visas.
但是这个六年来,
but I found something interesting in these 6 years.
奈及利亚断奶了,
that, that Nigeria was weaned during this period.
长大了,
and they grew fat.
他没有倒, 连走一分钱都没有给他们。
And we didn't, the IA didn't give them a single penny.
现在站起来了, 不需要钱了。
But now they don't need our money. They have stood up on their own feet.
那你如果到加拿大去, 每一次开会, 第一个讨论目的是什么?
And if you go to Ghana, what do you think is the first issue that comes up in our meetings?
钱。
Money.
所以哦, 当义工, 不要去那里给钱。
So when we volunteer, we don't go there to give them money.
如果真的要给钱哦，捐到我们的非洲基金。
If you really want to donate to the African ministry, then we donate into the fund with the IA.
好，那十五章，第五章啊，十七节开始。
And in chapter 5, starting from verse 17.
这也是讲做长老的。
And it talks about being an elder.
但这有一些工作的原则也是值得我们来参考。There
are also some good principles in working here.
所以在讲啊，十七节讲。Verse
17, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word of the, and doctrine.
啊，对教会里面啊，工作很认真的，应该要加倍的敬重。
And those that work hard in the church should be received double honor.
Oh, 那18节。
And verse 18, the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain.
Oh, 我们如果是第七节18节念起来，他马上说牛在转到菜谷不能流出他的水，工人得工价应当。所以这样连起来就是说，在教会里面哦，当时有当时背景，就是说真的在全职服侍神的人哦，要照顾他的需要。
And if we look at verse 17 and 18 together, it says, do not muzzle an ox, and the labor is worth, is worthy of his wages. It means that in the older, in the early church, those who work for God full time should have been taken care of.
所以现在哦，在非洲里面唯一的一个国家哦，这传道者圣母会自闭的就是奈及利亚。
And so in all of Africa, the only one country where we
自己他们自己供给他们。
Where they can afford their own living expenses as preachers is Nigeria.
那么其他所有都是要临终帮助。
And all the other preachers are supported by the IA.
但是我们要鼓励他们。
But we must encourage them.
要尊敬教会的工人。
To really respect the workers of God.
其中有一个方法。
There is one way. That is to help with their daily needs.
所以到最后目标应该是每个国家他们教会的奉献来支持他们教会的工人。
And the end goal should be that each church would be able to support their full-time workers with their offerings.
那这个叫做长大。
And this is how they would grow up.
以这个标准来讲，还没有办法。
But according to this standard, they have not grown up yet.
好，那十九节哈。
Verse 19.
就是在提到控告长老有两三个见证，就不要收。
If there are not two or three witnesses, do not accept any accusation.
啊，因为既然长老要管理教会，有时候就会得罪人。
Because since an elder must take care of the church, sometimes he may offend some people.
管理教会有他的原则。
Because he has his reasons to do so.
所以我们到非洲去哦，听见这个非洲人在控告谁，要很小心，不要一下判断。
So when we go to Africa and we hear all sorts of accusations, let's not jump to any conclusions or make any snap judgments.
所以说要两三个见证。
Here it says, we need two or three witnesses.
最后就是按手不可以急促。And
finally, it says that you should not lay hands hastily.
搁在别人的罪上有份。That
we should share in other people's sins.
所以我们在教会里面，如果犯罪不悔改，我们一般都没有跟他讲。So
generally, for people who have sinned and refuse to repent, we will not lay hands on them.
或者犯自死罪，我们就不跟他讲。And
the ones that have committed mortal sin.
按手不可以急促。
Because we do not want to share in their sin.
这是第五章。
This is chapter 5. So today we'll study it to you. Let's pray. Pray.
Just a quick announcement. We're having our photo taken now downstairs. So, photo, yes. Yeah. So that should be printed on top. Because everyone's here now. So we go downstairs and we'll have the photo before we start to break.
It really helps when you're just right at the back and your mouth is chewing.
We have taken our pictures. I'm having a picture taken.
Oh,
can you take one for me?
Or?
Huh?
Hiding in the dark.
Yeah. Dish next downstairs.
Okay.
You're not gonna leave?
I just had something.
Come on, Joe, let's have some biscuits.
You're not giving me too much.
No!
It's really
cold. Right. Oh, God. Because you know why? Because I'm really ticklish, so I'm scared. I'm like, you're not probably not thinking. It's because I'm ticklish, so when people touch me, I go like, ugh.
No,
you
can't eat it anymore. It'd be nice.
Really
nice.
Yeah,
these are my favourite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
75p.
Really?
Yes.
Do you
have Yesterday's dinner was like, Joe, don't be silly. Well, I'm not going to touch your belly, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you need to touch your belly.
What was it?
Were you there?
I can't remember.
It was like dark. It was like dark as a pork.
Yeah, it was like
a restaurant, wasn't it?
Like a buffet.
It
was like... And it was free.
Yeah. Oh, so just need to see you now.
What's that?
Yeah, go down.
Come on, I want to see.
Have some food.
Come on, Zen.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, that's what she's sensible. She's sensible.
She's silly. It's not eating cakes.
I'm riding a bike. Why do you want to eat?
Yeah.
If you're not hungry, why do you want to do it?
It's not.
Just go around and eat them.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want to ask for time for you. Ask for 2 quid a day. Yeah, come to us. I know that's my time to give it.
Who's in here?
Well, you've got 15 minutes.
Where's my time? Come on. To look at it.
Okay.
Why are you doing that? Right? I thought Rosanne was following me. I was just talking to myself. No, you can't let me go at them.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
that's organization and culture is fine.
It's boring.
Organization and culture is going to be something new and it's actually
boring.
It's boring. You're doing business, aren't you?
Okay. I can't resist.
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm not that way.
I felt, is there a point going upstairs to sleep?
Hong Kong. 是 workshop， 但是也有在学啊。workshop in the morning， workshop 就是九点了。嗯，开始。哦，所以我们就是办九点到。会，因为大学是一点，然后我们是三点就要工作，然后我就应该上一下。嗯，我明天很久工作，我是毛笔。嗯，
目在里面。
题目在里面，
题目记不起来，
好像第一次看你用电脑。哈
哈哈哈哈！题目记不起来。我收集了100多。没事做，不是你，包括其他车，哦，这样子。
Yeah, I'm not a sister like last time, so I'm good. Eager to for the next lesson.
Yeah.
Everything out of the way.
Is Sophie sitting here? Oh. She wasn't. That's already.
Yes, this is
Pat. Someone's my lady. No, it's Miss Yahan.
Yeah.
It's her handwriting.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I thought we could use some of these things with my tongue.
A trick for the cover. I wish you guys.
I thought it was something.
That's good. Oh, the cover, yeah. It's quite often.